Welcome back to the second part of the big floating introduction with me, Gopal, a German trauma therapist and medium. In this second part, as announced, I would like to explain the three aspects or the three parts of our mental world that we live in, our dream world in the mind that we project. And this projection on others is based on real experiences in childhood. And because these experiences in childhood are not processed and not integrated and cannot be erased, we have to project them. And that means our childhood continues to live in our mind as thoughts. We have our complete childhood in the head. And this is where most people or many people live in. We don't live in accordance to reality. We live in the dream world of our thoughts that we project on others. And in the floating process, we try to identify these thoughts. That means we look into the dream world of someone or two in the process, and then we share what we have found there and find out if it's still true. For example, if there's the idea that my partner will leave me, I can share this idea in the honest sharing style. For example, my head thinks that you will leave me now. And then we can check and ask if that is true. Is that true? And then we get an answer. And this information will sooner or later override all these projections and ideas, and then we start living more and more in reality. And in this video, as I already explained, let's have a look at the three parts of this projection, of this dream world we live in. The first part is the idea what another human is doing in relationship to me that is dangerous. This is the first part. And a danger has only four categories. This is attack, abandonment, freezing, ignoring, and manipulation. Manipulation is something in between, but usually we can say that we have these three categories of projection. So what I project on another person is either that this one will attack me, will leave me, will ignore me, or will manipulate me. This is the first aspect. And danger is always on the outside. It means that someone on the outside is doing something that is dangerous for me from the perspective of a little child. So this is one third of our internalized dream world. Now, internalized experience of the childhood and dream world today. So the second part is what I project onto myself, what the reason is, or we could even say what seems to be wrong with me. Yeah, what I think, what is wrong with me, and at the same time, what is the cause for that reaction. And this can also be reduced to two core emotions, and that means either grief, sadness, or hate and anger. So either my head thinks that my sadness is the cause for this dangerous reaction of the other, or my anger, my hate, or maybe even my joy. Yeah, whatever is my idea. And this is exactly that what had to be suppressed in childhood and what we avoid and what we don't communicate. If, for example, it is sadness, we will not share this with people who are close to us because we still think consciously or unconsciously that this will trigger the reaction of danger on the outside. So this is the second part. What seems to be the cause for that reaction of the other. And the third part is what I project what personality has the other and what life circumstances. Because if I project such a destructive reaction, I also project the circumstances of that person and the personality and the internal structure. For example, if I project that someone will attack me, I may also project, for example, that it is a very aggressive person, but tries to avoid it and so on. And the life circumstance is living alone and has no job and so on. So this is the third part of my dream world. What I project on the other, what this person has, what kind of internal structure this person has, and the life circumstances. So these three aspects together build or is my internalized childhood experience. And this is what I project to the outside and onto myself. And if I do that, all together seems to be coherent, and that's why it appears true. And we never, as a grown-up, try to verify it. If this is true, maybe it's not true. And if it's true, we should run away or defend ourselves. But we don't talk about that. We don't share that. It's like our deepest secret. And for many, it's absolutely unconscious. And in the floating process, we do exactly that. We look at these three aspects, and then we share it with a partner, and then we ask if it is true or not. And usually the person says, no, it's not true. And if it is true, if the person has destructive impulses, then we work on the other side, in the other direction. And with this working in both direction, with these two people, with these two participants in the floating process, all the projections in both participants dissolve and will be overwritten by real information and real imprints of the senses. So this is the whole magic of the floating trauma transformation process.